أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وأزواجه وذرياته أجمعين وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدًا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم لقد كان في قصصهم عبرة لأولي الألباب صدق الله العظيم Honorable علماء الكرام Respected elders and brothers in Islam In the ayat that I recited, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says, لَقَدْ كَانَ فِي قَصَصِهِمْ عِبْرَةٌ لِأُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ That in the incidents of the nations of the past that are mentioned in the pages of the Qur'an Sharif, they are lessons لِأُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ for those of understanding, for those of intellect who wish to take some lesson. Now, amongst the various nations that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala mentions in the Quran Sharif, there is one nation, one tribe, which is very often mentioned in the Quran Sharif. Not only does Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala speak about this nation repeatedly in the Quran Sharif, but on many occasions Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala addresses them directly. And that is the Banu Israel. In Surah Al-Baqarah alone, Surah Al-Baqarah is a Madani Surah, Surah that was revealed after the Hijrah to Medina Munawwara. In Surah Al-Baqarah alone, from verse number 40, right up to approximately verse number 123, which is roughly 83 verses of the Surah, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala addresses the Banu Israel. So there are many lessons for us in the incidents of the Banu Israel. What were the causes or the reasons for their downfall? What was the reason that part of the Banu Israel became classified as Al-Maghdubi Alayhim, those upon whom is the anger of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, referring to the Yahud of the Banu Israel? So what were the reasons for their downfall? What are the lessons in mentioning the incidents of the Banu Israel? And likewise, this will also give us a bit of insight and understanding into the nature, the thinking, the psychology of the Banu Israel, because Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has described them in great detail in the Quran Sharif. So before mentioning some of these verses, very briefly, who are the Banu Israel? So Israel is actually the name, the second name of Sayyiduna Ya'qub ala Nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wa salam. Mufassirin ulama write, Allahu alam, that Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, among the galaxy of Anbiya, he had many names. In the hadith, many names of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam are mentioned. In the Quran Sharif also, names and titles are mentioned. But apart from Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, every other Nabi had just one name. Apart from Nabi Ya'qub alayhi salam, he was known as Ya'qub, that was his name, and he also had the name Israel. Israel is a Hebrew name, a Hebrew word, which translates as Abdullah. So Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala addresses the Banu Israel, meaning the descendants, the children, the progeny of Sayyiduna Ya'qub ala Nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wa salam. He had 12 sons, and the children, the progeny of those 12 sons became known as the Banu Israel. But in this also is an interesting point, Mufassireen explain that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala could have addressed them in the Quran Sharif by saying, Ya Bani Ya'qub, O children of Ya'qub. But instead, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala chose to address them, Ya Bani Israel. Why reminding them, conscientizing them, that you are the children of who? Who is your father? Your father was Abdullah, Israel, Abdullah. He was the servant of Allah. He obeyed Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. He exhibited servitude to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala at every point in his life. You are his children. Where have you gone? What has happened to you? Ya Bani Israel. At times Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala addresses them as Al-Ladina, Ya Ahl al-Kitab, O people of the book, O those who have been blessed with the books of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, the Torah, the Zabur, the Injil. These were books that were revealed to the Banu Israel. So Mufassireen explain that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is reminding the Banu Israel of his favors upon them. That I had blessed you. How is it that you have forgotten my favors? I blessed you in your forefathers. I blessed you in religion. And not only that, respected elders and friends, in the Quran Sharif, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says, Ya Bani Israel, اذكروا نعمتي التي انعمت عليكم. That, O Banu Israel, don't ever forget my favor that I bestowed upon you. وَأَنِّي فَضَّلْتُكُمْ عَلَى الْعَالَمِينَ. And that in your time, at the time when the Banu Israel were the chosen people, the Anbiya were sent to the Banu Israel, at that time, I had chosen you. I had given you superiority over the people of the world. I had blessed you, not others. So a point of reflection for us, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala reminds them of His favors. We also should never lose track of the favors of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Especially in this country perhaps, if you compare us throughout other countries in the world, what Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala hasn't given us in terms of deen, in terms of masajid, in terms of infrastructure, welfare, deeni education, wealth, etc. So don't ever forget the favors of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala as the Banu Israel had forgotten. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam said to his people that, O my people, remember the favor of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. إِذْ جَعَلَ فِيكُمْ أَنْبِيَاءَ وَجَعَلَكُمْ مُلُوكَ وَآتَاكُمْ مَا لَمْ يُؤْتِ أَحَدًا مِنَ الْعَالَمِينَ. Allah blessed you in deen. Anbiya alayhimus salam, all were from the progeny of the Banu Israel. Thousands of them from the Banu Israel. وَجَعَلَكُمْ مُلُوكَ. And in terms of the world, Allah has blessed you. وَآتَاكُمْ. And He gave you what He never gave others in your time. So don't forget the favor of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. But what had happened to the Banu Israel? These same blessings of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, these favors of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, instead of these favors bringing them closer to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, that wealth that they had been blessed with, that influence that they had been given, that power which Allah had given them control, that nubuwa that was in their family, this instead of bringing them closer to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, making them more subservient to Allah, oh Allah, it is your blessing, it is your favor, I should increase in my shukr to you. This instead made them proud and arrogant. Took them away from Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. And as a result, the Quran Sharif has recorded, they now began making bold claims. نَحْنُ أَبَنَاءُ اللَّهِ وَأَحِبَّاؤُهُ. We are the sons of God. We are the special chosen ones. We will not go into the fire of Jahannam, even if the wrongdoers amongst us, لَنْ تَمَسَّنَ النَّارُ إِلَّا أَيَّامًا مَعْدُودَاتٍ. The greatest evildoers amongst us, by virtue of being the pedigree, being belonging to Banu Israel, because we are the Banu Israel, the worst amongst us will remain in the fire only for 7 days. Then it is, Jannah is ours. Nobody else will go into Jannah. إِن كَانَتْ لَكُمُ الدَّارُ الْآخِرَةِ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ خَالِصَةً مِنْ دُونِ النَّاسِ. Jannah is only for us reserved. So instead of coming closer to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, this made them rebel, made them arrogant, made them continuously flout and break the commands of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. To sum it up, the Quran Sharif says so beautifully, فَبِمَا نَقْضِهِمْ مِيثَاقَهُمْ فَبِمَا نَقْضِهِمْ مِيثَاقَهُمْ. Because they continuously broke their pledge and their promises with Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. We also have pledges with Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. We have said, La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is our pledge with Allah. The Banu Israel, they continuously broke their pledge. As a result, Allah says, La'annahum. La'annahum. We took away our rahmah. We took away the divine blessing and mercy, and we replaced it with divine curse. وَجَعَلْنَا قُلُوبَهُمْ قَاسِيَةً. As a result, their hearts became hard. The hearts of the Banu Israel became hard. How hard? ثم قست قلوبكم من بعد ذلك فهي كالحجارة. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says, after seeing so many blessings of Allah, so many reminders of Allah, so many mu'jizat, so many miracles of the Anbiya alayhimus salam, yet their eyes never opened, yet they did not take heed. Allah says, then qasat qulubukum, we allowed your hearts, O Banu Israel, we allowed your hearts to become hard. فَهِيَ كَالْحِجَارَ, your hearts are as hard as rocks. أَوْ أَشَدُّ قَصْوَ, Allah says, nay, rocks are even softer than your hearts. Your hearts have become even harder than rocks, because the rocks also melt and break and crumble and fall out of the fear of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. But the hearts of the Banu Israel are not shaken by the fear of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has warned us, when a person wrongs, Allah protect us. When a person wrongs and he sins and he continues and continues, then the heart becomes blacker, 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 until eventually that heart becomes sealed and hard. Sealed becomes hard in which way? In many ways. But the worst type of that heart, as the Mufassirin say, لا يؤثر فيه وعظ ولا تذكير. No reminder, no advice, no admonishment can wake that heart up now. So this is what became of the hearts of the Banu Israel. Their hearts became hard. And the astonishing thing was, they would brag about it. Allah had removed His rahmah, they were cursed. That is the best explanation we can give to understand their behavior. Because they would brag about this. They would say to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you see, all your advices, whatever you are reading and reciting to us from the Quran Sharif, doesn't affect our hearts. Because قُلُوبُنَا غُلْف, our hearts, we are special. Our hearts are protected from any wrong. Anything that will take us away from our deen, our hearts are protected. So because our hearts are sealed and protected, that is why your words don't affect us. Allah Ta'ala says, your hearts are not sealed and protected from wrong. بَلْ لَعَنَهُمُ اللَّهُ بِكُفْرِهِمْ. It is because of the curse of Allah that your heart is sealed. And now no matter how much of advice is given, you cannot change. So may Allah protect us. A second lesson for us. First is the favors of Allah. They never appreciate those favors. They never become, the more Allah Ta'ala's favor increases on a person, the greater his shukr should increase. رَبِّ أَوْزِعَنِي أَنْ أَشْكُرَ نِعْمَتَكَ الَّتِي أَنْعَمْتَ عَلَيَّ وَعَلَى وَالِدَيْ. When a man reached 40, according to narration, Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, then a dua is made that, oh Allah, now grant me tawfiq, grant me that ability, that I'm always grateful to your favors that you have blessed upon me and upon my parents. So that was the first thing. The second lesson was, when they continued and persisted in the wrong ways, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala hardened their hearts, sealed their hearts, and the divine curse of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala came upon these people. And this hard-heartedness, this curse of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, resulted in their evil actions. Well, actually, the evil actions resulted in the curse of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. To sum up the evil, ulama explain, there are many things that are mentioned in the Quran Sharif, but we can sum these evils up. We can narrow it down to two reasons, to two things, two sicknesses, two problems of their heart, of their mind. And that was, they were obsessed with hubbul jah and hubbul mal. They became obsessed with that power, position, influence and control that they had. At no cost can they lose that power. At no cost can they lose that influence. They are madly in love, greedy and obsessed to remain in power and control. And the second malady of their heart is they are obsessed with the love of wealth. So if we examine the wrongs that they had done, and the Quran Sharif describes, they all boil down and they narrow down to these two things. It was either because of their position, or either because of their wealth. That is, this is why when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was sent as a Nabi, and he came to Medina Munawwara, there were many Jews living in Medina Munawwara, Banu Israel. They were the progeny, the children of Sayyidina Harun ala Nabiina wa alayhi salatu wa salam. For example, the Banu Nadir. And they had migrated, they had come to live hundreds or perhaps thousands of years ago before that, before the coming of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They came to Medina Munawwara in anticipation of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They came because in the scriptures, they understood that this will be the place, the city of the final Nabi. To such an extent that whenever they would go out in battle, Quran Sharif has it. Quran Sharif has it in record. Whenever they would go out in battle, they would make dua for victory against their enemies with the blessing and barakah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahumma ansurna bin Nabi al-Mab'uthi akhir al-Zaman. Oh Allah, you help us through the blessings of that Nabi that is going to come. This is how they knew Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They were waiting for the final Nabi. And then, when Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam finally is sent and he comes and he makes hijrah to Medina Munawwara, then what happened? Hasadam min indi anfusihim. Hasadam min indi anfusihim. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was not from the Banu Israel. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was not from that chosen family. Now, we the chosen ones, Nubuwa was a thing of our household. Power, dominance, rule, influence belong to us. Now they were faced with the quandary. If we bring iman at the hands of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we the superior, we the chosen special ones have to go under the Nabi. We will no longer be the rulers. We will no longer be the chosen ones. But it will be the Banu Ismail, the progeny of Ismail alayhi salam, who is chosen. So purely, Quran says, because of that obsession of their position, of their control, of their influence, what they stood to lose, although they knew Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as well as they knew their own sons. الَّذِينَ آتِيْنَاهُمُ الْكِتَابِ يَعْرِفُونَهُ كَمَا يَعْرِفُونَ أَبْنَاءَهُمْ. When a person sees his son, he doesn't doubt, this is my son. Without a shadow of doubt, they knew this is the Nabi. But what they did? The same love for position, superiority, the same arrogance, we may call it, the same ghurur, takabbur, pride and arrogance, led them to do what? They took their scriptures, the Torah, which had the descriptions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and there, lo and behold, with their own hands, they changed the description of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. فَوَيْلٌ لِلَّذِينَ يَكْتُبُونَ الْكِتَابَ بِأَيْدِيهِمْ. Quran says, with their own hands, they changed the book of Allah. ثُمَّ يَقُولُونَ هَذَا مِنْ عِنْدِ اللَّهِ. And they say to the people, this is the word of Allah, tabaraka wa ta'ala. This is what Allah says in His kitab. حَسَدًا مِنْ عِنْدِ أَنفُسِهِمْ فَلَمَّا جَاءَهُمْ مَا عَرَفُوا كَفَرُوا بِهِ. They were not prepared to bring iman on Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam because of hasad, of jealousy. Jealousy, why were they chosen? Now hasad and jealousy stems from the same thing, the quest of being superior, the quest of being greater. How can he be blessed more than me? I need to be the main person. I need to be the one that everyone respects. I need to be the one that everyone takes direction from. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam warned us, Iyakum wal hasad. Be very careful about hasad. A jealous person is what? Is not depressed. He's not grieved over his own difficulties, his own problems. Jealous person is grieved over the prosperity of the next person. Why is he blessed? Jealousy, in simple words, is objecting against the command of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Allah has decreed this person will have this amount of wealth, he'll have this amount of excellence, he will have this amount of popularity, he will be the final Nabi. How can the servants of Allah object against the distribution of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala? And this, my friends, is a reality. This is why ponder and reflect in Surah Al-Falaq. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala teaches us, قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ الْفَلَقِ. Say, I seek protection in the Rabb of Al-Falaq. Al-Falaq means the break of dawn. We know at night, when a person looks at the darkness of night, so much of darkness. The entire world is engulfed in that darkness. How is all this darkness going to go away? That same Rabb, that same Allah, who brings the crack of dawn, that small sliver of light, that silver lining on the horizon, that same silver lining of light increases, and there all that darkness is removed. Allah Ta'ala is saying, seek protection in that same Rabb. The darkness of the problems that you are facing, the darkness of the evils that you are facing, the darkness of the enemies that you are facing. Like how that Allah can remove darkness that engulfs the whole world. You may have the world of problems. Allah Ta'ala will remove it. Say, I seek protection in Rabb of Falaq. From what? Min sharri ma khalaq. From the evil of his entire creation. Every single evil is included in this verse. Whether it is animals, whether it is jinn, whether it is man, whether it is a thief, whoever it is, min sharri ma khalaq, all evil. But mufassirin say, Allah Ta'ala thereafter specifically highlighted three evils because of the seriousness and the harm of those three evils. And one of those three, وَمِن sharri حَاسِدٍ إِذَا حَسَدٍ. And they seek protection from the evil of the jealous person, because jealousy is what drove the Banu Israel to change the Kitab of Allah, to disbelieve and reject the Nabi of Allah. And not only there, it took them to the point that they even wanted to take the life of the Nabi of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. What didn't they do? They would incite the Sahaba radiallahu anhum against each other. They could not stomach it. They could not see the prosperity of Islam and the Muslimin. It is mentioned in the books of Tafsir, Shas bin Qais was a Jew. He sees the tribes of the Ansar, the people of Medina Munawwara, so happily coexisting after Islam. These were the same people that were at loggerheads with each other. They were at war with each other for years, decades, centuries. The Quran Sharif said that if you had to spend all the wealth in the earth to unite their hearts, the people of Medina, the Aus and the Khazraj, you wouldn't have achieved it. But Islam came, and when they held together onto the kalima of one Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, when they held on to the habl of Allah, the rope of Allah, those same people became united. The Jews could not tolerate this, so they began to incite trouble between them. Incited trouble amongst the Ansar to get them to fight with each other. Then they incited the Quraysh to come and fight against Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The battle of Ahzab, you all know, it was the job of the Jews. They incited them, promised them wealth, armor, help, whatever you want. Not only did they stop there, then they even plot to take the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, knowing that he is the Nabi of Allah, knowing that he is the final Nabi, but they tried to assassinate him. That failed. They tried to poison him to death. That failed. They did sihr and jadu on him. And this wasn't their behavior only with the Nabi of Allah. Quran says this was their attitude towards every Nabi of Allah. كُلَّمَا جَاءَهُمْ رَسُولٌ بِمَا لَا تَهْوَى أَنفُسُهُمْ فَرِيقًا كَذَّبُوا وَفَرِيقًا يَقْتُلُونَ. When the Nabi brought something to them which they didn't like, they rejected, or they resorted to killing that person. Why? Killing that Nabi. Why? All simply because of the same quest of remaining superior. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala mentions many more descriptions of these Bani Israel in the Quran Sharif. Time doesn't permit us, but I would just like to conclude on two things, two verses of the Quran Sharif. Allah ta'ala says, وَيَسْعَوْنَ فِي الْأَرْضِ فَسَادًا وَيَسْعَوْنَ فِي الْأَرْضِ فَسَادًا. Mufassirin write, أَيْمِنْ عَادَتِهِمْ وَعَادَتِ أَسْلَافِهِمْ, that this is their habit, this is their methodology, this is the way that they work, that they cause corruption in the earth, they cause mischief in the earth, they turn people against each other. And وَلَا تَزَالُ تَطَّلِعُ عَلَىٰ خَائِنَةٍ مِّنْهُمْ, you will always find these people to be treacherous, to be dishonest. الْغَدْرُ وَالْخِيَانَةِ سَجِيَّتُهُمْ, this is, they has become their natural disposition, that they always will be treacherous, and they will always deceive and be dishonest. In conclusion, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala reminds us that وَلَا تَكُونُوا, that O you reciters of Quran, لَا تَكُونُوا كَالَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْكِتَابَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ, you make sure that you don't become like those who are blessed with the books of Allah before you. فَطَالَ عَلَيْهِمُ الْأَمَدْ, as time passed, as time moved on, they got busy with the world, they got carried away with the love of position and wealth. فَطَالَ عَلَيْهِمُ الْأَمَدْ فَقَسَتْ قُلُوبُكُمْ, and their hearts became hard. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala save us and protect us. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala grant us a tawfiq to follow the commands of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala and to always be grateful servants of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Ameen. Wa akhiru da'wana. Alhamdulillah.